Well, this morning we're going to be discussing whether or not we want to pass to put an ordinance to put a question on the November ballot in the November election. We would like to put a question on there and concerning Williamson County becoming a sanctuary county for gun control or gun legislation, any future gun legislation. You know, it's unfortunate due to the circumstances that have taken place in the news as of lately. And my heart goes out to everyone that has ever suffered any loss to any type of action. I couldn't imagine what that would be like as a parent or to know someone who may have gotten injured due mm-hmm. to an unfortunate accident. But this is an issue that has come up, and I know lately there have been a number of counties who've declared themselves sanctuary counties concerning gun legislation. And I don't fault them for that. I understand the reasoning behind this and everything, but within Williamson County, you know, we got to thinking, what's Williamson County going to do? And I'd been contacted by a couple of people. I know Ron has been contacted by a couple of people, and Brent, my fellow Commissioner Brent Gentry, has been contacted by some people concerning, will Williamson County become a sanctuary county on the gun control issue and gun legislation issue? So we thought about it, and we decided at Williamson County, this is one option that we could do, but the problem is Springfield doesn't listen to the voice of three commissioners. We can issue any sort of resolution concerning any topic and send it to Springfield, but it just doesn't carry weight. It's only three people just shouting in the wind. So we thought, well, let's take this to the public. Let's let the public have a voice in this matter. So what Williamson County is going to do today is vote on the resolution to place this on a ballot, a question on the ballot. Shall Williamson County become a sanctuary county concerning any future gun legislation? We'll make it a very simple question. We want to make it as non-confusing as possible, but the result will by far carry more weight than what three people out of 67,000 would ever carry.
Now, this would be a non-binding resolution, correct? And
correct.
Explain what that means.
Well, non-binding means basically if Springfield does pass any legislation, we, all three commissioners, have taken an oath that we have to uphold the all the laws and the statutes of the state of Illinois. And the U.S. Constitution as well. So we do have to abide by whatever Springfield dictates. But like I said, this is absolutely giving the people the voice to be heard. And in speaking with a few people who have seen some poll results, what's interesting here is that of the most pressing topics or issues within Williamson County in particular, the number one issue or concern that people have within the county is property taxes. The number two issue is gun control legislation. This will encourage people to come out and vote to have their voice heard.
Sure.
And whatever this is, however it turns out, that's what we're going to send to Springfield. But for Williamson County to just turn around and just issue a statement saying that Williamson County is now a gun sanctuary county for any future legislation. As an elected official, I represent everyone. And there are people out there that I haven't heard from. I don't know. Now, this comes from me being a lifetime member of the National Rifle Association. You know, I view all this legislation as death by a thousand blows to our gun rights and what the Second Amendment states protecting our rights to bear arms. But at the same time, I am a representative of the people of Williamson County. And I've taken an oath to, like I said, to abide by all the laws and statutes from the state. So we decide, like I said, let's just put this question on the ballot. It'll carry much more weight, and it'll give the representation that we're looking for. And however this turns out, this is what we're going to send to Springfield.
Now, this would cover, say, the 72-hour waiting period, the assault weapon ban, the bump stock ban, and the Gun Dealer Licensing Act, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I think there was at least four to five different pieces of legislation. And and it's not only concerning this legislation, it's any future legislation that we're talking about here.
Now, you say it carries more weight. Have you been in contact with anyone, state representatives like that? Say, if the people would vote on it, this would have a stronger message, or is that the feeling of the commissioners?
No, I have been in contact with our state representatives and Senator Fowler and State Rep Dave Severin. I've been in contact with both of them, Terry Bryant. So not just in our area, but in other areas as well. And they all think that this is a great idea. Absolutely, this carries more weight. And another point to bring out is that I've been informed that we have a number of other counties watching Williamson County at this time too. They are letting Williamson County basically decide how they're going to go, and then they're going to follow what Williamson County does. So I think you'll see that there will be a number of counties follow the actions that we're going to be taking right now.
Sure. I think Effingham County was the first to do something like this. Are you following a similar framework to them?
Well, Effingham County became a sanctuary county, so we're going to be doing it just a little different. The board there just issued that a resolution to the state that they're going to become a sanctuary county. But like I said, if we did that, what if another group or organization contacts me and say, Mr. Marlowe, you know what? We're in favor of that legislation. We want you to issue a resolution supporting that legislation. Then what do I do? I'm kind of caught. So this is one of the reasons, the main reason why I said, let's put this question on the ballot. It's a hot button topic. We'll get people come out, whether this be the only thing that they vote for, you know. But then we'll decide. We'll find out what the voice of Williamson County is. We want to take this to the people and let them have a voice in this matter. And that's the way government should be.
Right. And this wouldn't affect law enforcement or the state's attorney's office, how they prosecute crimes or...
Not at all. Not at all.
Right. Okay. Like you said, it's a voice of the people, but if it can't change policy, why even get people riled up?
Well, you know, regardless, they hear the voice of the people. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, once again, what do you think, you know, I'll pose this question to you. What do you think will carry more weight, the voice of three people that sit on a board or the voice of 67,000 people from a county? I'll let you make that decision. I think it will make a difference. And not only Williamson County. Like I said, I believe we have, from what I understand, at least 7 to 10 other counties, including Madison County, that is waiting to see what Williamson County does. And they're ready to jump on board to do the same exact same thing in their counties.